It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lackawanna County Veteran Service Officer Josh Beniga. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lackawanna County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And let's say good morning to Josh Beniga, Lackawanna Veteran Service Officer. How are you doing, Josh?
Doing all right for a nice Monday morning. How are you doing?
Beautiful day, nice weekend.
Very nice weekend. Yeah,
didn't get a whole lot accomplished, I think, around the yard or anything like I probably should have. But
you know, we're both over the age of 40. You know, our excitement is we go to Walmart, we eat too much food, and probably took a nap.
I went to Dawson once. You know, I was about furthest I've been for a long time. So that's pretty exciting for me, getting out of town at all. You know?
Yeah.
So, well, let's...
The price of gas these days.
That's right. We could afford to leave, right?
That's right. That's right.
Let's salute a veteran.
Of course. Today we're saluting Corporal Harold Alexander. Harold was born on May 10th, 1929 in Marshall and passed away on March 28th, 1987. He was from the Lewisburg area. When he joined the service, he entered active duty on January 24th, 1951 in Yokohama, Japan in the United States Army. That leads me to suspect that he was already in the service and re-enlisted on January 24th, 1951. However, I couldn't find any service information. Later on January 9th, 1954, at Camp Carson, Colorado. He was a military policeman with the 561st Military Police Company. Spent 2 years, 2 months, and 10 days overseas in ostensibly Japan and Korea. He did participate in the Korean conflict, and he earned the Army of Occupation Medal for Japan, the Korea Service Medal, United Nations Service Medal, and the National Defense Service Medal. So we thank you, Harold, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation because, as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right. Thank you, veterans.
Absolutely.
Well, we're going to talk about EHR today, the electronic health records.
And, yes.
They're making it a little easier to access, apparently, by not requiring your last four numbers of your Social Security anymore.
A little more discreet.
Okay.
You know, normally when a veteran checks into their medical appointment at a VA facility, they go by their last name and the last four of their Social Security number to verify they are who they are. And when, you know, the nurse takes you back or the provider takes you back, they ask for your full name and date of birth just to verify you are who you are. Well, the VA put out a news release on August 19th. How going forward, veterans will not need to recite the last four numbers of their Social Security numbers while checking in for appointments. It's scheduled to be implemented in this area in May of next year, May of 2027. For veterans, superior care begins the moment they check in at a VA medical facility. For years, they've had to provide their last four, or the last four digits of their Social Security number for various services at VA facilities. Now, thanks to the federal electronic health records, they only need a quick scan of the veteran health identification card to check in. I know in the past they've had these kiosks where you can set your VA health ID card in there and it automatically checks you in. Well, now they're just going to use a scanner, you know, like they do, like the little scanning guns they have at the self-checkouts at Walmart and Target and those places. Improved privacy protections. This update applies across all sites using the federal electronic health record. Demonstrates how VA continues to prioritize patient data security. Scanning the VHIC, or Veterans Health ID card, not only speeds up check-in, also reduces the risk of initially retrieving the wrong patient record, creating a faster, safer, and more reliable start for each visit. Additionally, eliminating the routine use of the last four digits of the social strengthens veteran privacy by reducing exposure to personally identifiable information. This update ensures facilities align with VA's longstanding Social Security number reduction efforts guided by the Office of Management and Budget Memorandum 07-16. Veterans can feel more secure now than ever when they trust the VA Medical Center with their care. What veterans need to know is they can prepare for this change by bringing their health ID card to appointments at facilities using the federal electronic health record. After scanning the card, they can receive a wristband depending on the type of care they're scheduled to receive. Veterans who prefer not to use their VHIC can still check in by providing their last name and date of birth. According to a Red Coat ambassador at the Cincinnati VA Medical Center, Tracy Julius, veterans have responded positively to the new check-in process. They're relieved to be able to scan their ID cards, and once the card is scanned, the veteran's information appears on the screen. With their information readily visible, ambassadors can quickly guide veterans to their appointment locations and assist with any additional needs. VA has a lot of volunteers. A lot of them are retired people or veterans that kind of help guide towards what facilities they need to go to. Well, I had a couple years ago, I had a meeting at the Minneapolis VA, and I hadn't been there in 18, 19 years, so of course things have changed, and one of the Red Coat volunteers came up to me and asked, can I help you? And I told him the room number I was looking for, and he looked at me sideways. I'm like, and I said, it's a meeting with the director. Oh, well, you got to go over here.
Yeah, my daughter worked there. We went up to visit her in her office one time. That's
yep.
It's quite a maze, getting around that place.
That's it's a big
facility. You need all the help you can get.
Yeah, and there was a lot of construction that went on in 2012, 2013, somewhere around that time frame, and it was big greeting area now, and it was a lot of stuff was different. I didn't recognize any of it, and it's kind of funny that the volunteer that's supposed to help you point you in the right direction had no idea where to go when I gave him the office number. Anyways, that was a one-off. To learn more about the federal electronic health record, when it comes to your nearest VA facility, you can go to their deployment schedule. And I went to their deployment schedule, and I looked at medical centers in St. Cloud, Minneapolis, Fargo, and Sioux Falls, the ones that are commonly used by veterans in this area, as well as their outpatient clinics, are scheduled to be implemented in May of 2027. So veterans have time to obtain a VA health or information on how to obtain a veteran's health ID card. You can speak to the front desk of your nearest VA healthcare facility. You can contact my office, and there might be some information on the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
Do you have that number handy?
1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or the website minnesotaveteran.org.
I didn't leave it out because it was a test today. I was going to see if you remembered. You passed.
Well, gee, I've been saying that once a week for almost 17 years.
And probably repeated a few times during the week as well.
So. Yeah, probably. And you can reach, of course, you can contact my office located in the lower level of the courthouse. Garden level, as you like to call it.
Garden level, yes.
We need some rain, though.
Yeah, we could use a little shot.
A little shot.
Starting to get a little brown out
there. Yeah, the crabgrass has taken over the regular grass. That's
my lawn, mostly.
Yeah, mine too, unfortunately. But reach us by phone at 598-3445. This week is looking pretty clear for me, but it's always better to just call ahead to make sure I'm around if you've got a commute distance. So.
All right. Very good. Well, appreciate the info, Josh. You have a great week.
You do the same. Thank you.
We will talk to you again next Monday morning.
Of course.
Josh Benninga, Lackparl Veteran Service Officer, Vets Info on the Air here on Q92. Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW, Lackparl County Post 1656, and Dawson VFW, Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.